Well, half a day from the sunny, warm, sandy island of Guam. Shout out to those of you, the harvesters that have been out serving with us and here, going to school here. You guys are awesome. Thank you for your ministry with us. Thank you very much, Dr. Anderson. We do have a long partnership of ministries together. There are currently 5 alumni from ABC that are serving on our staff. And over the years, I don't even know, I should have went back to count, but 20 plus, maybe more than that over the years that have served together with us. And we're thankful for that long-term connection. We are here today, this week, to tell the awesome story of how God is at work in an unusual way on Guam. And we need to find and ask God for some sold-out disciples of Jesus who will join our team. And so that's what we're doing. We're talking about what God's doing, looking for those that God has called to maybe some more challenging places, and asking if God would connect our hearts together. So we'll be around. Dr. Ring and I will be around in the Student Center today, if we can talk with you. We'd love to just talk about your life and about missions, but specifically if you have an interest in education areas. We actually have a number of operational areas if we can connect with you. We'd love to do that. Today's Valentine's Day. I actually apologize to you because as I was preparing for coming and preaching here, I didn't think about it being, you know, February 14th and Valentine's Day, and so I didn't bring a message specific towards that. Although, I might regret this later, but I just thought of this while I was sitting up here. Here's my Valentine connection. This morning, I purchased this little card from the coffee shop, your coffee shop, this little love card, and I wrote a poem to my wife sitting in your student center. She's not seen this yet, so you get the first look. Here's my poem. I'm going to regret this. Don't anybody tell her about it. I'm going to see her later tonight. Okay, but here it is. Faithy, roses are red, violets are blue. The sun doesn't shine when I'm not with you. But soon this day will pass and our path will be back together, hoping for brighter skies and a little warmer weather. So here's to us. My love so true. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I love you, Gary. How nice is that? Thank you. So that's my Valentine's piece. Maybe inspire some of you guys here this morning. I want you to open your Bibles to a very familiar text. Because it is so familiar, I hope that you haven't had somebody preach from it. But if you have, no problem. It might be one of the most important texts in the whole Bible, so it's okay if we come back to it. We're actually not going to Acts 1:8 if you're turning there, but very similar. I want to ask you to turn to Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. This is, of course, a very familiar text, but I think we're going to come at it from a fresh angle, not a new angle, right? If I said we're going to come at it in a new way, you should be skeptical. This is not new information. I don't have anything new. There's nothing new under the sun. But I think we can come at it from a fresh angle and maybe challenge your hearts a little bit. I know this, that we got to get this. We have to understand this text and what it says, or else nothing else is really going to make sense to us. So it's important that we come back to it. We have a little Bible college at our ministry, about 65 students, all from the Micronesian Islands. You can look it up, but if you fly to Hawaii and then get on a plane and fly another 7 hours, you're going to come to the little island, the little tiny island of Guam. Google Maps, I looked it up, said 23 hours and 40 minutes flight time. It actually probably take you a little bit longer than that from here. Guam is 3.5 hours from Tokyo, 3.5 hours from Manila, 3.5 hours from the north part of Australia. And Guam is surrounded by a whole bunch of islands that we call Micronesia. All of them remote. Some of them are incredibly isolated. And these small islands is where our students for our little Bible college, is where they come from. Every year we do a senior trip just before graduation, and we take a weekend and try to spend hours with them thinking about their time at our Bible college and their ministry ahead. The problem is that there's nowhere to go. Guam is about 30 miles long. It's 8 to 12 miles wide, depending on where you're at. Total of 225 square miles. And so there's not a lot of places to go, but we take them around and try to do some fun stuff. And every year during those days, I get to take at least one of the sessions and get a chance to talk with them. And I love that so much. It's kind of the last time that I'm going to get to speak to that group before graduation. So, I mean, they're on our campus for 5 years. We have a five-year curriculum. And by the end of those 5 years, they feel like my kids. And so Faith and I, on that night, we have a chance. And I feel like, I know I've got kind of one last shot at them. The last few years, I have shared the same message from Matthew 28. And it's very meaningful to me, and I want to share it with you here this morning. If you can kind of imagine that we're sitting on the beach, and a warm breeze, and salty taste, and we're just talking about the Bible, and we're talking about life. This is the conversation that I'd have with our kids that I'd like to share with you. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 says this: "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen." For these 12 disciples, it had been a whirlwind of events. The last few weeks in particular had been full of a lot of confusion for them and fear and doubt. And they really didn't know exactly what was happening. What Jesus is going to say next, he knows that there's both doubt and belief in the room. That's what verse 17 says. Some of you seniors feel that, right? Graduation is getting real. It's coming up very quickly. And for some of you at least, you're really not too sure about what is out there. So there's this little mix of doubt and belief. I know that if I was there, within that group, if I was speaking with Jesus, I have a pretty good feeling that I would have said, they're not ready. I mean, it's too soon. They've only had 3 years with you, Jesus. They need to know more. They got to get stronger. But Jesus doesn't hesitate. And I love what he says in verse 18 about this power that's given unto me. Verse 19 about go and teach. Verse 20, help them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Here's what I want to tell you this morning. Two really important ideas for you to get. Number one, it's this. God can only guarantee the delivery of his promises in the places where he has control. So that's not actually the main point, but it is the vehicle that's going to get us there. Now, I want you to think carefully with me because this is really important. I can only guarantee what I promise to you in my house. I have some authority there. But I can't guarantee the same promises in my neighbor's house. So, for instance, if I invite you to my house and I tell you that the fridge is yours and you can watch TV and you can make a meal, the house is yours. And then I leave for the afternoon and I come home a little bit later, a few hours later, and my neighbor comes running over and he says, man, those kids came into my house and they started eating all my food and they started watching movies on my TV. And when I ask them, what are you doing? They all said, well, Pastor Gary said that we could. Listen, I can only guarantee what I promise in my house. That's where my authority is. Does that make sense? Okay, so where does God have authority? Well, the text tells us that all authority has been given unto me in heaven and earth. You want to know what that means? I mean, it is big, so I want to make sure that you get it. God has authority in heaven and in earth. So what I'm telling you, in fact, better yet, what God is telling you is that there is no place outside of heaven and earth where he does not have authority. Okay, so does that mean on this campus? Everybody nod your heads. Across this city, you know, across West Virginia. In Guam? In Pohnpei and Chuuk and the outer islands where our students come from? And this is why at the end of verse 20, it says this. Jesus says this, "Behold," watch this, "I am with you always." And that is much deeper than just the idea that I'll be there for you. Jesus pulls out the big I am hammer. He says that, know that wherever you go, the I am will be with you. Remember that? I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the one who will be with you. All of those things that I did for them, I can do for you. And the I am of the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I mean, all of that is wrapped up in what Jesus said. I would never think of sending you without going with you in power and in glory and in wisdom. And he says, even unto the end of the world. If you ever had the chance to go with some of our students to their islands, you would think that Guam is out there. But these little islands that they're from truly are even unto the end of the world. But you know what we tell our students? What Faith and I communicate to these awesome kids as we sit with them and we think about them going out from the safety of our campus to some islands that are rough. The gospel hasn't penetrated these cultures like it has in the U.S. or like it has in West Virginia. And I'm not saying that it's easy here in the U.S. I'm just saying that for these kids to live out their faith in their island, in their village culture, it's going to take courage. And it's going to take backbone. And it's going to take spiritual grit. And when Faith and I are sitting there talking with them on this night, and we're thinking, we're looking out ahead of what's in front of them, I can feel it. I mean, I get a sense, I can think it, I can feel it right now. We are sending them out to the wolves. And what I want to tell you this morning, and I want you to listen to me closely, it is that you don't have to be afraid. And that's what we tell them. Even though they have fear and they have faith together, they don't have to be afraid, and you don't have to be. And you want to know what? I don't have to be afraid to send them. I don't have to be afraid to say, go. Listen to Jesus. Do what he calls you. Go. Dr. Anderson and these awesome teachers, you know, it's very natural, you know, they get to the end of the time and we kind of hesitate and we think they're not ready. They need more time. But the truth is, it's not about you all being ready that's going to be the difference. It is about God. And that's why we can have the confidence to say to you, go. It's okay, go. Because Jesus, on that day that he got ready to go into heaven, he calls out to his disciples, and he was sending them out into a scary world. A world full of hardships that he knew that they were going to face, and he knew that they were going to have to endure some very difficult times. But he said to them, and he says to you and me too, his disciples, if you will take the challenge in 2025, and he assures us, if I just kind of this little outline, he assures us of his presence, right? I will go with you. There's no place that you will go or that you'll find yourself in that he will not be with you. Nowhere. Even if you mess up, and even if you stay away. I mean, I tell our kids that, you know, I don't know what the next couple years, the next years are going to be, but I want you to know that even if you mess up, don't stay away. We're going to find you. First of all, I tell them that. We're going to find you. But what I know even beyond that is God is going to be with you. There's nowhere that we will ever go that his presence will not be with us in heaven or in earth. And he assures us of his promises. That's the I am with all of his faithfulness. And he assures us of his authority. It is all his house. And he has authority. He has sovereignty over it all. And you are going on his assignments. And then Jesus says this. He says, all power is given unto me. Have you thought about the disciples? This is amazing and a little weird, honestly. I mean, these were not the prime candidates to change the world. There's a bunch of fishermen. That they would be like the hired hands on a fishing vessel. They're not the yacht owners. There was tax collectors. There was no business owners or community leaders among them. But this is how God builds his teams. The glory of God is not seen in how awesome and how educated and how charismatic we are. The glory of God is seen in how he uses practice team players like me and probably like you. And he gives them his power. This is what God does. You received power when you became a Christian. You received power. I mean, that's the disciples. You watch them in the Gospels. They're not that impressive. They doubt. They're constantly confused and scared and sort of tripping around themselves. And then all of a sudden, they are not. They've got great clarity and unbelievable courage. And you're like, who are these guys? Well, they're just ordinary people. Who God got a hold of their lives and the Holy Spirit indwelled them and they stopped being afraid and they stopped being timid and they stopped getting sidetracked by all of the things that sidetrack us and they changed the world. So here's what I want to tell you. It's point number two. Jesus' authority and his power has not been granted to you so that we can hang out. You know what I mean? I tell our kids this. I wish we could. The truth is that for the kids that we've got, Harvest Campus is a safe zone for them. It's a safety place, and they come from a lot of tough situations, and here on our campus, man, they feel it and they sense it. And just humanly, in my mind, I wish we could just stay, let's just all stay here in our little commune and hang out. That's not what God planned for them. Acts 1:8 says, you'll receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And the Spirit has not come on you. Listen, that power that the Holy Spirit has given you, it has not come on you so that we can hang out. No way, you guys. We can't settle for that. Too many Christians in too many generations have settled for what is safe and what is small. In fact, my opinion is that's why we got a whole generation of Christians. Too many of them are disillusioned. They've lost the significance of their purpose. Jesus' authority was given to empower us on mission. And when we settle for safe and small, when we're created for more, I'm just telling you, I'm just walking beside you and sitting down in front of you and beside you and I'm telling you that we were created for more. I want to make sure that at our church and here in this chapel that we are confronted with God's global story that is big and adventurous and it requires your whole life. And if we don't get that, we're going to end up writing our own versions that are safer and smaller, but ultimately disillusioning. Henry Nguyen said, one of the greatest tragedies of our life is that we keep forgetting who we are. I think that's true. So what God is doing is not safe, and it's not small. It is big, and it is adventurous, and it is worth your whole life. And I want my life to be filled with these kinds of big and adventurous stories. Okay, here you go. Just two very important things. God can only guarantee the delivery of his promises in the places where he has control. But that is in heaven and in earth. Right? It is everywhere. And you don't have to be afraid, even though you have fear and faith together. And then number two, Jesus' authority has not been granted to you so that we can hang out. Listen, don't settle for the safe and the comfortable. You've got more in you than that. I know it. So heavy stuff. I know. I get it. And I just want to tell you that I'm all in on your generation. I've got five kids in this age. They're incredible. And I don't feel bad one bit about the world that they're inheriting. Why? Because I believe with all my heart that you guys were made for this. I don't feel sorry for you. It's not a mistake that you're born in this time. It's not some coincidence. This moment has been given to us, not to your parents, not to my parents, to us. So go take it. I know this. We talk about harvest as a launch zone. God placed us right smack in the middle of the Pacific Islands and in Indonesia and Japan and China. And in your generation, I'm just praying that God would launch out a whole bunch of, God-believing, faith-filled Christians out of that place. And I'm telling you guys, you are running the last part of the last mile. And it's going to be a challenge to your loyalty and to your faithfulness and your commitment to the mission. And God is calling us, your generation, to finish the mission. And I guess I just want to encourage you to strap up. Get prepared. I feel a little bit like an army captain, right? Here's the mission. Here's the pack with everything that you're going to need. You got to strap up. You got to put it on. I love what God is doing here at ABC. And you need to leave here. And you need to go connect yourself with some mission-loving ministry like Harvest Ministries and a bunch of others. And you need to dream about how God could launch you out into the launch zone of the mission all around us. So, thanks, you guys. Thanks for letting me talk with you. But that's it. That's what I got. Sejus Maase means thank you tomorrow. I'm going to be here for a couple of days kind of hanging out here in the student center. If I can help you, I'm available. If I can pray with you, I want to do it. But that's what we got. Go be a doer of the word and not a hearer. Would you bow your heads with me? I asked Dr. Anderson if I could finish a couple minutes early just to give you some time to pray. You guys, there's a big mission out in front of you. And God's calling you to not settle for the safe and the comfortable. Would you take just a minute before I close this in prayer and just ask God to stretch your vision and to increase your faith? Maybe even this morning say, God, I'll do whatever you're calling me to do. I'm open to your leading. I will follow you. Father, thank you for the privilege of talking to these students. You have prepared them for the world in front of them. Help us not to settle for the safe or the comfortable. Help us to go on mission. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.